Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we
23 after,
zone.
Actually it's 24 past the hour now. Music news from one of the most talented men. I don't want to even say men. I think this guy's one of the most talented people around. Music, acting, his persona seems to be extraordinarily positive. It was a panel at the San Diego Comic-Con, and in that panel, Justin Timberlake and his co-star Anna Kendrick from Trolls held court to talk about their animated film. And so this song, Can't Stop the Feeling, that he has done is already on its way to being the song of the summer. Why do you think that is? What is there about this song that seems or feels better than some of the other stuff that's around, ladies?
I think people just like to be happy in the summer, and they want to feel a little carefree yes. and fun. And this song just exudes that. It just feels happy. It feels good.
It's like Pharrell's song, Happy. It's like the next version of it. It's it's great.
So will this have the traction that Happy, that everybody knows that song from Pharrell. Is this something that will have that kind of legs, do you think? Can't Stop the Feeling?
Yeah, because this is going to be all, if this fades at all over the summer, it'll be back November 4th when Trolls is in the theaters. So
okay. All right, crank it up a little, Carol. Let's get a little more feel for it. So, in your opinion, does his stuff, all the pop stuff, sound similar? Or does he have enough, like, you listen to Coldplay and you can tell it's Coldplay. You can listen to some of the contemporary artists and you can tell it's them. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. That's always been the case, I think, in pop music. But I wonder what you think about him and his ability, his appeal to people. Because a lot of times people say, well, I like his music because it sounds like such and such and so and so. And then they resist changes that some people try to make later on in their careers.
Well, if you listen to this song compared to his last album, it's very different. And I think that he has so many... Well, because his last album was all influenced by his growing up in Memphis, and it had a lot of Memphis R&B and blues influences. So, you know, I think that he's incredibly versatile, and that's one of the things
too.
I love about him.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and I think that's what most people love about him. I know some people don't have that much success when they try and change genres, but everyone has always been supportive of him every time he changes his sound, because he's good at all of them.
Yeah.
He's putting out good music
at
every
makes
genre
a
he tries.
He's good at whatever he does. That's something we give a thumbs up to. God love him. All right, let's see here. Next item of interest comes from a lady named Dr. Dot. I want to find her. This lady is Dorothy Stein. She has a massage parlor. And she has a special way of working on the bodies of the singers from the Rolling Stones to Def Leppard to David Bowie to Robert Plant to Simon Cowell to Eminem to Kanye, Katy Perry. She gets $250 an hour for biting people's back. I like that. Who wants to have their back bitten? Please raise your
not
hand.
Me. Nope.
No.
No thanks.
There's nothing better than a good massage, though, right? You have a good massage place you go to in New York?
Yeah. I haven't been. I'm overdue, but yes. But no one's biting me, because that's just gross.
Well, what is it? What do you think? Well, these guys, they get off on all kinds of strange things anyway.
Yeah. Now, I mean, she's not breaking the skin, well, that we know of, but
well, she says biting is optional. Mariah Carey said, no, I don't want to have my back bitten.
That's the sanest thing Mimi has ever said.
All right, about that. When she was younger, she was okay. Anyway, the weird world of rock and roll and rock stars. Well, they just do excessive stuff because they can. So that's the story of Dr. Dot at 28 past the hour. And good day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Stars resume is Hall of Fame ready. He's one of only four American-born players to score more than 500 NHL goals. He's also scored more than 1,000 points and collected 2,200 penalty minutes.
Here's Tkachuk, the long shot, and there it is. 500th NHL goal for Keith Tkachuk.
So where is Keith Tkachuk now? Keith coaches the St. Louis Blues Pee Wee hockey team and is proud to have his son on that team. He's an investor in Grand Slam Sports, which owns a sports talk station in St. Louis. Keith has said he would like to get back into hockey with the NHL Blues, where he was known for scoring and slugging.
Keith Tkachuk comes down with his Marshall's badge on, and here they go.
Looks like Keith Tkachuk still has some fight in him. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and company.
I'm Rich Colano with Rivco Products.
Rich, what's new?
Now we're able to do twice as bright as your stock headlight.
More bright at night. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twice as bright and half the price.
Since the 80s, we've all had the halogen bulbs. Early 2000s, we had HID was very popular. The LED technology has surpassed even what the HID is capable of. More compact, more reliable, and as bright as possible. Previously, you had to buy an entire headlight assembly, which included the reflector and lens, $400 or $500. The latest thing, they have just a bulb that fits into your stock reflector and lens. Take out the original halogen bulb, put the new LED bulb in place.
The Giants.
Twice as bright as your stock headlight.
American Biker Minute.
RivcoProducts.com.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.